1, 26 and 27 say this: if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Now, I have mentioned this book several times, but not recently. This is Tim Baylor's book, The Law of Love. And yesterday, when I came back to just touch up a few things, I've learned that if I write my message at the beginning of the week, it's really a waste of time, because by the end of the week, I end up rewriting the entire thing anyway. So I usually write my message on Thursday and Friday in order to have it ready for Sunday. Well, this past week being Thanksgiving, I wrote it on Tuesday and rewrote it yesterday. And one of the things in it was, I thought to myself, this verse ties in so perfectly with the book, The Law of Love. I really wish that I had my copy. You know that I enjoy giving books away as gifts. I read them and then I give them away to somebody that I think would benefit from it. Well, this was one of those books. Tim had several of these books here, and I was out of them one day, and I was talking with somebody, and to be honest, I can't remember who I gave the book to, but I was out of the Law of Love books except for my copy, my personal copy of it. And so I decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it. I went to my office, I grabbed it off the shelf, I gave it away to someone, okay? Yesterday, I was here writing my message, and I thought to myself, man, I really wish that I still had that copy of The Law of Love. But I don't. I didn't. So I finished writing the message. I got back in the car. I drove home. I opened the screen door, and sitting on my step was a copy of The Law of Love. I opened it up, and it is the copy that Tim originally gave me. It has the inscription that he originally wrote for me still inside the cover. Do we have an awesome God or what? So if you have not read this book, I recommend reading it. It's also, Bob Pfeiffer did an audio version of this book that is now available on Amazon.com. So if you have never read it, read it. If you're not a reader, you're out of excuses because it's on Amazon now. The point of the book, The Law of Love, is this. The Old Testament priesthood was the priesthood of Aaron. But our high priest is not through Aaron's priesthood, is he? The Bible says that you will be a priest forever after the order of who? Melchizedek. So as believers in Jesus Christ, we're under a completely different priesthood. And that's what this book is about. And this book talks about several different aspects of what Tim calls the law of love. And he mentions several different things that the law of love is referred to: the law of Christ, the law of the Spirit that gives freedom. I'm sure Tim could quote all of them to you right now. But one of the major passages that this book is associated with is the book of Romans chapter 13, verses 9 and 10. And that says, For this you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. Now you remember all of those things are some of the commandments from the Ten Commandments, right? From the law of Aaron, or we refer to it as the law of Moses, right? The Mosaic law. Now, what the Apostle Paul says is, if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now, who said that? Jesus did, okay? Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law, okay? Now, go ahead and click me ahead. I think you have to, yeah, there we go. So here is how love fulfills the law, okay? Because Paul says that love is the fulfillment of the law. Here's how love fulfills the law. Ready? Love fulfills the law because you won't commit adultery, murder, steal, covet, lie, all of those different things on the list, and many, many more things if you're too busy loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. That sums up the entire thing, okay? You're not going to break the law of Moses if you're too busy loving everybody else. And that's how love fulfills the law. So love abounds even more than fulfilling a list of rules does. Does that make sense? Okay. And so that's what Jesus told us. He said, the first commandment, the most important commandment, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second's like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Sure, there was more to this message than what I'm sharing with you now, but I believe that I'm sharing with you the most important and the essence of the message. So let's pray for the many, many prayer requests that we have, and then I believe that Pastor Andy has a song to lead us in. Yes, okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for the many things that people are thankful for. Your blessings just abound and overwhelm us. You've told us that we should be thankful for everything, but it's not always easy to do. Lord, thank you that we are getting better at counting it all joy. Thank you that we're getting better at stabilizing, Lord. Thank you that you give us the opportunity to pray to you and that you answer our requests, like yesterday when I was desiring to have my copy of the book and you prompted someone to drop it on my doorstep. Thank you so much for that, Lord. We thank you for the many prayer requests we're lifting up to you today. We thank you that Tina is back with us, Lord. We pray that you would continue to control her situation. Just give her joy in the midst of the trials that she faces, even though it's not easy, I'm sure, Lord. But just sustain her, give her hope, Lord. We pray for Cindy as she continues to heal from her surgery, and Tarla as she heads to the Cleveland Clinic today for some tests, Lord. We pray for Donna and the struggles that she is going through, Lord. We pray for Jeff's family as they're going to be getting together at some point for either Christmas or a funeral or maybe both. We pray that you would comfort them, Lord, in the way that only you can, Father. We pray for Renee and the situation in China, and we pray for Joshi that you continue to help him to be steadfast. And Lord, that is our prayer for each and every one of us as well. Help us to be steadfast. Help us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us to love our neighbors yourself as ourselves, Lord. And we will fulfill the law for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.